Something different. How could there possibly be anything left? Mr. Glowiak claims he has something different. He is someone who is known to our group, so we're going to let him come up here. And but it better be different, Henry, okay?
All right. My name's Henry Glowiak. I live near Lewis, and I'll be very brief. Environment, thank you.
All right, good job.
I do want to make a couple points.
One trip to a customer.
Sorry to disappoint you. Now, I just want to bring up a few things. I will be very brief. And I just want to bring up a few points that weren't really discussed at length here tonight. And I'm representing, I'm a board member of the Inland Bays Foundation. Unlike the Center for the Inland Bays, we are allowed to comment and lobby. I just want to mention Love Creek is one of the biggest tributaries on the Inland Bays. And there were a few things not mentioned, that I would just like to bring up. The environmental report from the Army Corps of Engineers, they're asking for 100-foot buffers. Inland Bays pollution control strategy dated September 11th, 2008. And I have to remind everyone that's an enforceable regulatory directive. Land will be adversely disturbed. And something that wasn't brought up was air quality and its effect on our waterways. Nitrous oxide, other gases.
Air quality.
Okay, I just want to bring that up because that was not mentioned.
Okay.
And also in the PLUS report, Army Corps of Engineers, where is their wetlands delineation? It was not available at the time of review. Has that been looked at yet? Or?
Apparently it was not available at the time of review.
Okay, well, before anything is considered, that has to be checked out. Let's see. Love Creek Natural Area as such can be dedicated as a state nature preserve. Person to contact on that would be Ron Vickers if the developer so chooses so to do. And let's see. This project is one of the biggest threats to the Inland Bays to come along in a long time. Development needs to be guided away from these areas. How will the Inland Bays ever recover if these kinds of developments are approved without the proper consideration? I just want to make an official stand that our board is recommending denial. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Okay, I think it's probably time to take a show of hands since apparently our attorney has already left us for the evening. I thought maybe you were off the clock at 9:30 or something. All right, it better be different. You've been waiting patiently, ma'am. You're here in front. Come on.
My name is Andrina Crimmins. I'm at the retreat at Love Creek, and I also was not intending to speak. But I just want to ask the developers
there you go.
One question.
Okay.
When they were talking about the requested change and saying that in one case they were only asking for X amount of spaces, 46 acres or so, to be developed in the end. And then they said that they were going to use an awful lot more if they were going to develop it the normal way that they were already allowed without this conditional use. I want to know if they were calculating the same set aside for buffers and for wetlands and for all of the same.
Well, I can ask them that question, but I think I can give you an answer that they were most likely calculating whatever regulations apply to that type of situation, which may or may not be the same. So they were just comparing one scenario to the other.
Because I know, I think when I read the compliance for the land plan, mm-hmm. it was, I think, 2 per acre. But then they would still have to respect the mm-hmm. regulations for wetlands,
that's
which
true.
Would reduce the amount of houses that they could put in. And they would still have to put in the drainage ponds.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
they would still have to put in all of that, which would not probably come up with the same 400 houses that they spoke of. or 300 houses. So that was just my comment.
What was your name again? I missed it.
Andrea Crimmins.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir. Come on. Let's be different.
2 minutes.
Dare to be different. You guys have to remember to sign the pad up here, too. I know some of you that, those of you who forgot to sign the pad when we close the public hearing, you can just come up and sign the pad then if you want. Or not. It's not
only
like
if they plan, only if they spoke, please.
Only if you spoke, yeah. Anybody who spoke but didn't sign, if you want to sign. All right, sir, go ahead. You are.
Hey, I'm Dave Yeager, and I'm from Selbyville. I'm not from Love Creek or anywhere close to it, but I am a member of the Inland Bays, and I have a brief statement. I'll make it very short, and I don't think I'm repeating anything. My name is David Yeager, and I would like to raise a couple of questions regarding the Love Creek proposal. First, with regard to the letter from ERI Environmental Resources responding to Denrec's concern about protecting wetlands included on the property, ERI's response was confusing to me. They said, quote, with the avoidance of wetland impacts and buffer measures such as a 50-foot non-tidal wetland buffer and a 100-foot buffer proposed as part of the project design, development impacts to natural resources or state species of concern will be avoided or minimized. Such a buffer actually results in an overall 100-foot buffer from any proposed development as measured from the aquatic open water area of Welch's Pond, unquote. My concern is, does this mean that there will be a real 100-foot buffer or a 50-foot buffer? It is not clear from that statement. My second concern is a reply from the developer, Davis, Bowen, and Friedel, dealing with Denrec's request for impervious paving materials so that the water could pass through into the ground rather than run off into a storm pond. The developer's reply sounds very abrupt and dismissive. They say, quote, pervious pavements may be considered for use, but unlikely to be installed due to the soil characteristics and proximity to the wetlands and Love Creek, unquote. So if the runoff cannot go into the ground, is it going to go into a storm pond or into Love Creek? Given that we are talking about 162 acres, that's a huge amount of runoff. This plan sounds ill-conceived and should not go forward. Sussex County is losing open space.
That's been said before tonight, sir.
What?
You're repeating yourself. That's been said before.
The ill-conceived?
Yes, about 900 times.
All right. But Sussex County is, and I don't think they've said this, is losing space at an incredible rate, and paving over 162 acres is criminal. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mrs. Granke, please come up and share your wisdom.
Thank you.
Yes, I am cranky.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, 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 I know you've been sitting a long time and you're anxious, but you're about to be enlightened, so
no.
I would suggest that you listen closely.
I am Mabel Granke. I live in Rehoboth Beach. I had the opportunity for almost 12 years to sit like you all do and listen to testimony. One thing that I want to bring out is the issue of public safety, and that is it sounds as though or seems as though there's only going to be one entrance and exit into the site. I think this could present a grave situation, and I feel that this needs to be very carefully looked at. Also, I would like to expand this to some degree from the standpoint of this is the second, and possibly we have a third looming, of a proposal all of a sudden to change the character of our county to RV Haven. And I think that we need to look at this proposal in the context of what this could mean in terms of the future. And that's all I wanted to say to you is, please, this is not this cannot be considered singularly. It needs to be looked at the big picture in terms of what our future needs to be. And also, I really very strongly ask you to please leave the record open for at least a week so that people could respond and have it in the record so that whatever happens at County Council, at least there is this public record and can be part of your recommendations. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, let's take a show of hands. Okay, I appreciate it. Anyone have anything else different? Really different? No? Okay.
I think there's somebody in the back.
All right, come on up here. I can't decide this lady. There's a lady over here that sometimes has her hand up, other times. You've already been up here once, haven't you? Oh, okay. Here's Wade. No.
Okay. My name is David Racine. I own a home in Truett's Development at the intersection of Route 1 and 24.
Right.
At the moment, I live with my daughter at the address of 19516 Mulberry Knoll Road.
Okay.
Your information that you sent to us has a red line right alongside her property. And therefore, when I look at the red line around the concerned area, it covers all the way from Cedar Grove to Route 24. So we're right in it.
Okay.
Was that information that was sent to you by the county, or was that information that was sent by the developer for the meeting?
It's your colored picture with a red line and then a second line. It's not from you all?
That's not from us.
Not from us.
Okay. Well, that's the area that's affected either way. Now, you don't want to hear about traffic. However, unfortunately, I haven't heard a word except suspense about Mulberry Knoll Road. Mulberry Knoll Road is going to become the road they're going to use to go from Route 24 over to Cedar Grove. The road is very narrow. They travel too fast on it.
Yeah, we've heard that.
And you all know that. And we know they're going to have traffic. However, my main problem is with sewer and water. To give you a little background, I designed the West Rehoboth sewer. For 8 years I worked on it. I was on the team with George Miles and Buehr. And we designed the West Rehoboth sewer, and I know what it's capable of. It was designed for 50 years with the zoning that was there and with the area that it was designed to cover. This area is outside that district. They've already accepted many, many things into that sewer area that were outside of it. Extra development, heavier development, and all that such. And the developers have just assumed they're going to get put into the West Rehoboth Sewer District. They may not get in there. Right now, that sewer district...
Stop your project.
That sewer district was planned for a 50-year plan. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're 20 years in. It's really approaching the 50-year plan right now. So that's a real problem. You also have water. Okay, we heard Tidewater is going to come in and supply the water. Where is the water coming from? It's coming from the aquifer right under my daughter's property and not so far from my own. They are going to drill. It's the only way they're going to get water. And they're going to drill on that property. So they're going to suck the water out of my daughter's aquifer. And that's a lot of water when you supply all those people. The only thing that I have to say is the county has tended in the past to change zoning and allow things to happen before the infrastructure was in place to take care of it. Right now, the highway department, they have no plans to do anything worthwhile other than to widen Route 24 from Route 1 to halfway between Plantations Road and Mulberry Knoll Road. I don't know whether you all know that. It's going to go to four lanes to halfway, and then it's going to narrow down. And then they're going to make the intersection of Mulberry Knoll and Route 24 even worse. And they already admit that putting the light for the school turn was a mistake. It's bad. Entrance to that school should be off of Mulberry Knoll Road, and there should be a red light.
Okay, well, that's...
You've got to understand.
Right.
All I can say is that my feeling is that all these projects, and this one especially, should be denied until the roads, the infrastructure for servicing them is already in place, not just planned. So all I can say is we already have a plan in place for these areas. Stick with the plan. Thank you. That's all I have to say.
Okay, let's count them up. All those who are in favor of the applicant accepted, of course. Put your hand in the air. Okay, that was fast. Okay, all those who are opposed, one hand to a person. Okay, bear with us. Hold him up. We've got, he's an attorney, not a mathematician. We haven't, maybe he won't have to take his shoes and socks off. But.
All right, now I got to start over, thank you.
Mabel may have to stand up.
Sorry. No, we'll add one for her.
I had 110. So. 110.
110.
Yeah.
Okay. 110 opposed. All right then.
We know we know that that's approximate because some people have already.
Yeah, some people left. We know some left, and it's really not. It's just for information. You know, it's just.
Those are all people in favor, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. they all left in a hurry, apparently. Yeah. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, before I close the public hearing, I want to thank you for your patience, given the. The 3 hours and 50 minutes that we've been here so far, you've done pretty well.
Thank you.
And before we adjourn, I'm just going to ask you, we're going to adjourn. Believe it or not, you're not the last thing on the agenda. We have other business to conduct this evening, okay? So I'm going to ask you, when we adjourn, I'm going to ask you if you would get up and leave quietly because we have other business, okay? We'll give you a few minutes, okay? But it would really help us if you want to talk. I usually say do it out on the steps, but I don't think you're going to stand out there very long tonight. So thank you very much. We're adjourned and we're recessed.